Welcome to a podcast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service, or ERS. This podcast highlights an article from Amber Waves, the magazine of the Economic Research Service. We are joined now by Sheila Sankaran, the executive editor of Amber Waves.
Thank you. Here with me today is Mary Ahern, author of the Amber Waves article, Health Insurance as a New Indicator of Farm Households' Well-Being. Mary, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Sheila. I'm happy to be here.
Mary, why did you look at health insurance coverage for farmers and their household members?
Everyone agrees about the importance of being healthy, and many factors contribute to good health status, including access to medical care. Since medical care is expensive, health insurance increases access to care. In addition, farming is a relatively risky occupation, according to national indicators of both morbidity and mortality across various occupations. So it would be even more important for farmers and others in these risky occupations to have health insurance coverage.
How many farm operators and their household members have health insurance coverage?
According to USDA's Agricultural Resource Management Survey, or as we call it, ARMS, in 2006, 86.2% of farm operators and their households had some type of coverage during the year. This compares to 84.2% of persons in the general U.S. population, according to census data. So the farm population is just as likely as a general population to have health insurance coverage. But let me elaborate on that comparison. First, the statistic for the farm population is only for the operators of family farms. Almost 7% of farms in the U.S. are considered to be non-family farms, and USDA does not collect any household information for non-family farms. Secondly, we don't know the details of the terms of coverage of the health insurance policies for either population, which could vary according to the premium costs, deductibles, copays, and what health services are actually covered by the policies.
So the majority of farm household members have health insurance coverage. Does that surprise experts?
Perhaps. There have been two schools of thought on this issue. Some would argue that since family farmers are self-employed, they would be less likely to have coverage through an employer. Generally, it is more expensive to buy a policy directly. On the other hand, since farm households are known to have higher income and wealth levels than the general U.S. population, we might also expect that they would also have higher health insurance coverage rates. Moreover, even though most farmers are self-employed, most farm households also have someone in the household who has an off-farm job. Therefore, these households would be just as likely to have access to employer-sponsored health insurance programs as non-farm households that are in the workforce. Until we began collecting the insurance information in the ARMS, there was not clear information on the insurance coverage of the farm population. This is because on other national surveys, workers are generally classified by their major occupation. For example, if an operator also has a full-time job as a school teacher, national surveys will generally classify the person as a teacher. But in ARMS, data are collected for all farmers, and then we classify them by their major occupation. Less than half of family farm operators report that farming is their major occupation. Whenever we discuss any issue about farm families, we should remind our listeners that most farm families operate very small farms, generating little or no income in a typical year. In fact, 60% of farms lose money in a typical year. So they are very reliant on their off-farm work for their cash income, and as we now know, for their health insurance.
Where do farm operators and their households get their health insurance?
Like the general public, most members of farm operator households receive their health insurance from employer-sponsored insurance. As I mentioned, most farm households have someone in the family that works off the farm. In fact, about two-thirds of family farms have either the operator, the spouse, or both the operator and the spouse working off the farm, and 90% of the household members have some form of health insurance coverage. One-third of family farms are those where neither the operator nor the spouse work off the farm, and they have the fewest household members covered by an insurance plan, about 80%. Unlike the others, their most common source of health insurance is not employment-based. Their most common source is government-sponsored health insurance. This is not too surprising when we consider that most of the operators of these farms are 65 years or older and are eligible for Medicare. This group is also more likely to purchase private policies directly with insurance companies than farm families where someone is working off the farm.
Is there anything else we know about those who lack insurance coverage?
Well, as I mentioned, we know that the uninsured are less likely to work off the farm. We also know that health insurance coverage is associated with a farm household income level from all sources, so low-income farm households are less likely to be covered. There's also been some recent interest in beginning farmers in general, and in particular, in knowing if they are likely to be uninsured. Research on that issue is currently in progress. On the one hand, we know beginning farmers are more likely than established farmers to have off-farm jobs, but they also tend to have lower incomes than established farmers, so it is not clear what to expect. Preliminary research seems to indicate that beginning farmers and their households are just slightly less likely to have health insurance than established farmers.
Mary, thank you very much. This has been very interesting. I've been speaking with Mary Ahern, the author of the AmberWaves article, Health Insurance as a New Indicator of Farm Households' Well-Being. You can reach Mary at 202-694-5583 or at mahearn@ers.usda.gov. You will also find articles on the importance of hired farm workers for some U.S. farms, the changes in the U.S. food marketing system over the last 20 years, and how phytosanitary measures shape trade in fruits and vegetables. This is Sheila Sankaran. Thank you for listening.
This has been a podcast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service.